Hallelujah. Good morning, church. Welcome to all of you. Just tell your neighbor, Happy New Year. Amen. It is already 2020, and we're so glad that we're coming to a new decade, and everything is new, and very exciting to enter into a new decade of this century. And we are all here. It's awesome. God's grace, so welcome, especially welcome those who are the first time to come to join our church. Yes, we really want more and more people to have the grace of God. More and more people can be saved by our Lord. More and more people can join into this family of God. Amen? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And just a simple announcement that our church, Taipo AG, is now recruiting a full-time administrator. If any of you want to serve as a full-time administrator in our church, you can pray about that and then talk with Pastor Vic, and he will let you know more of our needs. And because the church is getting bigger and bigger, and all this administrative work is really very difficult for us to do as an individual. So we need a full-time administrator to help us. So if you have that kind of feeling, just pray about that and talk with Pastor Wick, and we really want to have a person to help us in this area. Okay, now today I would like to share with you about Christmas. Whoa, Christmas already passed. No, this is a brand new year, and I really want all of us to have a new beginning. Say together, new beginning. This year, we have all of our pastors and our staff come together and sit and pray about the theme of this year. And we really want God to help our church to have a new beginning. So this year, we have a theme that God has put in our heart that we really want God to transform our church, transform our heart, transform our spirit, transform everything. So this year, the theme of this year is be transformed. Say together, be transformed. Some people may ask, hey, why is the passive voice not just transformed? The reason is simple, because we cannot transform ourselves. Hallelujah. We need God to help us to transform us. Amen. We need the Spirit of God. We need the grace of God. We need the power of God. We need the Word of God. We need God to transform us. So our yearly annual theme is be transformed. Say together, be transformed. But every one of us, we need the power of God to transform us. It is not by our might, not by our own power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. So everything, every transformation begins with our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Say together, our Lord Jesus Christ. This is why I pick up the scripture from the first chapter of the book of Matthew, that is about Christmas, because it is about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Without Christ, there will be no real transformation. But our Lord came to the world and he declared that, I make everything new. Amen? Our Lord made everything new. Everything will be new because of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of him, we have hope. Because of him, we have future. Amen? So that's why in the first service of this year, I would like to begin with the book of Matthew, the second chapter of the book of Matthew. Let's read it all together. Chapter 2, Matthew, chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 14. So we'll read all together. 1, 2, go. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Matthew from east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod call the Magi seriously and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And had been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to the country by another road. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in the dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt. Shall we pray? Oh Lord, we come to your presence and ask your blessing upon each and every one of us. We ask the Holy Spirit to guide us into truth. We ask the power to transform us and help us open our eyes so that we can see you. Open our heart so that we can receive you. And help us so that we can walk in accordance to your will. Oh Lord, this is your time. This is time, and we really want you to manifest yourself among us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. So we shall say, amen. This scripture is talking about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the beginning of every transformation. And he came to the world to transform everything. Transform the whole world. Actually, he has already transformed the whole human history. And he is now continue to transform each and every one of us. Amen? And I actually was transformed by our Lord. And you are also transformed by our Lord. And everything, every humankind will be transformed by him. And this is the beginning of his work. He came to the world. But the problem is that as he appeared in this world, as you came to this world, not every one of us can be transformed by him unless we have faith in him, unless we eagerly accept him as our Lord and Savior, unless we have a personal encounter with him. So in this scripture, it's very, very interesting. We saw a very interesting scene that there are different people that have responded to our Lord Jesus Christ in different attitudes. And so we have this scripture, and we need to spend some time knowing that this is the beginning of the work of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth, and every one of us need to be transformed by him. Say together, transform. And this is a spiritual journey. This is a journey of transformation. A journey of transformation begins with your attitude. We need to go after our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to search him. We need to be passionate for him. Amen? We need to go after him. We need to chase after him. We need to seek him. And in this passage, we know that the beginning of the whole transformation is from your attitude. Are we seeking our Lord? Or are we just waiting for some unknown thing? And in this scripture, we all know that this spiritual journey begins with the search for Christ. But the problem is that not all people are searching for Christ. Some people are waiting. Some people are waiting and see. But are you desperately seeking our Lord Jesus Christ? In this scripture, we saw some guys from the east coming all the way to seek the Lord. It's really amazing, you know. Some guy from the east, say together, from the east. You may ask, where are they from? Tell your neighbor, from the east. Then where is the east? The east is the east. Hallelujah. the east of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. But where are they from? That's a question. We don't know who they are. And the problem is that there are quite a number of people who are staying in Jerusalem, who are in the place of Judah, and who know all about this scripture. And the priest, the high priest, the chief priest, and the scribes, all of them know that the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. But none of them are seeking him. Oh, why? There's another problem. Even if our Lord appear among us, you may not know him because you don't have a heart for him. Some people know that, oh, here is a church. They just live nearby. But they don't come and join us. Why? They don't have a heart to seek Jesus. But we have some guys who live far, far, far from here and take hours of travel and then go from the house to here. Come to our church. Why? They are desperately seeking God. Amen? Wow. Quite a difference. And this guy, this Magi, I don't know who they are. Magi may mean some scientist, may mean some astrologist, may mean some wise man. We don't know who they are. But we all know that they are from the east. But the problem is, you know how far they need to go? Herod, in this scripture, we know that Herod, when he heard about that, he killed all the children from 8 and under 2. That means Herod knows that the star appeared about 1 to 2 years ago. That means there's these Magi need to take at least 1 year to travel all the way from the east to Jerusalem. Tell your neighbor, 1 year. 1 year. Are you going to travel 1 year to Jerusalem? By foot? On foot? Are you planning to do? You may, but you may not. I think you prefer flying there. Is that right? You will not go on foot. But these Magi travel all the way. At least one year or more. Some people guess that these people, maybe some Persian or some foreign guys. But the problem is that if people travel from Persia to Jerusalem, it doesn't need 1 year. It's just a few months. It's still okay. More than enough. Then how? Why? Are they lost the way so that they're wandering about? No. Because the scripture said that these people saw the star 1 year, 1 to 2 years ago. That means that when they saw the star, they just traveled to the west and found what's happening. And these people have a mindset that this star, when this star appears, there should be something great happening. Maybe a new king, a new dynasty. That's what they are thinking. So they just follow that rule. Oh, sometimes they saw the star. Sometimes they cannot see the star. But no matter how, they just follow the way. And then go all the way from the east to the west. 1 year. Tell your neighbor, 1 year. A long, long way. Long, long way. How many of you need to go back home on foot? To the Philippines? No way. Oh, I don't think you can go back to the Philippines on foot. Malaysia maybe. Is that right? Can you? Long, long way. Long, long time ago, people went to Beijing to sit for examination. They also went on foot. Maybe take a few months or the whole year. A long way. So some people count how many days need to travel. If you go backwards from west, from the Jerusalem and go backwards to the east and spend a whole year, where will you arrive at? India. Ah, maybe, yes. That's possible. But India is not that far, is that right? 1 year from Jerusalem? Maybe. You can try, okay, you can try. South India. I don't know. Even the Israelites, when they go out from Egypt, and then went to the land of Judah, it takes just 1 to 2 months. It's more than enough. Why take one whole year? So you may guess, where are these people from? One whole year to travel. Huh? China. It is possible. It is possible. We cannot say for sure, but China is a possibility. Because otherwise, they do not need to take so many months to travel all the way to Jerusalem. One whole year. So some the guys who is a Malaysian, a scholar, who has written a dissertation, a research on who these people are. And he arrived at the conclusion that China is a possibility. Wow! If some Chinese went all the way to the West to greet Jesus Christ, is it amazing? Is it amazing? In Chinese history, at that time, some people are trying their best to go westwards and try to explore some new possibilities. And so there's a possibility. But the problem is that, wow, some weird people coming from the East and greet Jesus. If you are Joseph, you are Jews, and some stranger coming from the East and then knock your door and say, hello, we are here. I don't know how they communicate. Maybe they can know some Jewish language. I don't know. Hey, this is treasure. Go, Frankenstein's. And they just want to worship Jesus Christ. Oh, this is the new one king. But if you are Mary, if you are Joseph, you may think, wow, it's rather strange. Who are you? Some weird look, you know, weird dressing. Some stranger. Where are you from? Oh, far, far from the East. Where is it? And you know, if you were Mary and Joseph, your heart will be really touched. Why these people spend so many months with so much danger, you know, on the way to come all the way to just find an unknown king. Hallelujah. Unknown king. He hasn't met before. And they didn't know where the newborn king was. So they went to the palace of Herod to ask, hey, where's the baby? Where's the king? Where's the boy? Where's the king, the coming king? Where is he born? And then Herod didn't know. So he asked the chief priest, oh, it should be in Bethlehem. So they went to Bethlehem and checked it out. And the star appeared again. Whoa, the star! And then stopped in the house. And then they went in and found the child. They are so amazing. They have been waiting for the whole year to check it out. The whole year. The whole year. More than enough to complete the master degree. Hallelujah. The whole year. Check it out for unknown thing, you know. They not say for sure. They just found the star. They just want to check it out and spend so much effort to find the king. Brothers and sisters, if you want to know whether Jesus Christ is your king, if you want to know whether Jesus Christ is real, if you want to know the power of Jesus Christ, find him desperately. Amen? Our Lord promised, when you knock, he will open the door. When you seek, you will find. When you pray, you will be answered. Amen? Tell your neighbor, search our Lord Jesus Christ. We should be passionate for Jesus. We should be desperately passionate for Jesus. But even if Jesus appeared among us, not all of us like him. Just in the scripture, we find quite contrasting thing. One people, just like the Magi, they want to find Jesus. Another one, just like the hero, they don't want Jesus Christ. Real contrast. Jesus Christ is there. But if your attitude is not good, if he appears to you, you may not accept him. You may not worship him. You may somehow want to get rid of him because you don't like him.
just Herod? Why people don't like Jesus? Why just like Herod, he want to kill Jesus? Because of the sin in us. What kind of pride, jealousy, hatred, you know? The sinful nature of us blocked our way to know Jesus Christ. So we need our Lord to help us to remove all this blockage. Remove all these sins. Remove all this pride. Remove all this jealousy. Remove all the dirtiness. Sin block our ways to know Jesus Christ. Even if our Lord appear among us, you cannot see Him. Even if He appear, even if you can see Him, you don't like Him. Just like Herod, he want to kill Jesus. Although this has not been written in the history that we can found, we have no historical record of the killing of the children of Bethlehem the day back in 2000 years ago. But we know that Herod is not a good king. He is a bad guy. Tell your neighbor, Herod is the bad guy. And Herod, he himself was not a Jew, actually. He is ruling over the land of Judah. In history, it is recorded that this Herod, it is not written in the Bible, it is written elsewhere by the books written by Josephus. Josephus wrote all about the Herod's wickedness, his cruelty. He killed a lot of people. And Herod, he himself, Herod the Great, was from Edom, Edomian. And Herod slaughtered the last remnants of Hasmonean dynasty. Hasmonean dynasty is the high priest family. And he killed all of them. All these high priests, he killed all of them who has been ruling before him. And he executed more than half the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is the council that it is ruling over Judah. And he executed his own Hasmonean wife because he married a Hasmonean wife. And he killed her. And killed her mother as well, Alexandra, and killed his sons, Aristobulus, and his three sons, a few of them, Alexander and the Parther, all these sons, his sons, he killed all of them. Wow. He's so cruel. Kill his wife. Kill his mother-in-law. Kill his sons. How come? Do you like this guy, kind of people? No. No. Are you going to kill your mom? Or your wife? No way, you love her so much. No way. But this king killed his own wife and his mother-in-law. Wow. And you know, no one like him. No one like him. It's so cruel. The Herod the Great. Tell your neighbor again, Herod is a bad guy. Because no one like him. So people want him to die. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, this man should die. People want him to die. If he die, everyone will rejoice. Oh, have a lot of party. Everyone will be happy because this is a bad guy. So he don't like people to be happy when he died. So he arrested all the noble people, all the leaders of Jerusalem, and put them in a hippodrome, and kept them all there, and announced an order: the day when I die, kill all of them. Oh, why? Because even though people will not cry because of my death, they will cry because of their death. This guy is not a good guy. A really bad guy. Very, very bad guy. Very bad guy. You know, this is Herod the Great. No wonder why Herod the Great want to kill the little child. He don't want any people to be replacing him. He should be the king. The cruelty of Herod the Great, brother and sister, is his sinful nature, his pride, his cruelty, his wickedness. This is the problem why we are not able to be transformed. Even if we listen to the sermon, even if we read the scripture, even if Jesus Christ do a wonderful miracle among us, we will not be transformed. Why? Because of our own selfishness. Because of our own pride. Because of our own sin. We just blocked away. The Spirit cannot move in our heart. Brothers and sisters, we should ask the Lord to remove all this sin in us and remove all the pride, all the jealousy, all the hatred, all this sinful nature, so that we can be open to our Lord. Whenever we read the Bible, open to our Lord Jesus Christ. When we listen to the sermon, open to our Lord Jesus Christ. When we have the privilege to encounter with Him, ask the Lord, "Oh Lord, how can I be changed by You? Oh Lord, change me." Amen. We should have a humble heart. Otherwise, even our Lord appeared, even if you read the scripture, even you pray with all of us, we will never be transformed. Humble heart and openness to our Lord. Amen. Tell your neighbor, we should open to our Lord Jesus Christ. Finally, the third thing we need to learn from this scripture is we need to focus on Jesus. Say together, focus on Jesus. You know, there are a lot of voices among us. Some voice come from the world. Some news come from other people. Some voice come from your heart. Some voice come from other enemies. Some voice come from the devil. We have a lot of voices among us. We should pay our attention to what our Lord Jesus Christ speaks to each and every one of us. We should always contemplate on Him. We should always focus on Him. Not just on Sunday, but every day. Say together, every day. Every day we should meditate on Him. No matter whether you are in the church or in the wet marketplace or in mainland China or in the Philippines or in Malaysia or even you are eating. Wow. Don't eat too much. You have been eating too much. Oh, but when you eat, remember, this is the grace of our Lord. Amen. Say grace to our Lord. Hallelujah. Whenever you have good food, we have a thankful heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Enjoy with a thankful heart. Always remember the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you have a good wife, just like Pastor Leon, he has a good wife. Always have a thankful heart. Oh God, thank you for bringing this wonderful lady to me. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every day. Say together, every day. Don't think that it is taken for granted. No way. God gives you good food, good family, good church, good hotel, good salary. Amen. Everything comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. When you know that this all comes from Christ, you have a joy in us, a peace in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when you listen to the world, this secular world, full of unrest, full of anxiety, no hope, lots of bad things come to our mind. You see Joseph and Mary, when they hold this baby Jesus, you know, a lot of voices come around. Joseph have been going a lot of difficulty, a lot of anxiety, a lot of struggle, a lot of fear, a lot of perplexity, a lot of loneliness, a lot of pressure, you know? If you were Joseph, you marry a lady, you should be thankful, but the lady was already pregnant. Oh. Why I should marry a pregnant lady? Why? So, you know, in this scripture it is written that Joseph want to, you know, release her. And don't want to shame her. Just want to release her. But the angel appeared to him. Joseph, no. Stop it. You should marry her. But she's already pregnant. No. She was pregnant because of the Holy Spirit. Marry her. Should I discuss with my relative? No. You decide yourself. All this shameful thing he cannot discuss with any other person. He should just keep in his heart. No way to release the pressure. No way to release the shamefulness. No way to release the anxiety. How can I take care of her? This is the God. This is the Son of God. His name is called Emmanuel. You should call him Jesus. He will save his people from sin. So much pressure. I'm just a little potato, you know. I've no money. I'm not as rich as Leon. Hallelujah. He's rich enough to take up a lot of babies. I'm poor guy. Joseph is poor. Say together, poor. How can we know that he is poor? Because when he offer to God, he can only offer pigeon. The pigeon, he had no money to offer ox or sheep. No way. He is poor. Poor man, marry poor lady. How can I take care of this king? Oh, king. And then he hide himself with the little baby. Just hide himself. No one know. In Bethlehem, in a small house. All of a sudden, some stranger, maybe Malaysian, maybe Chinese, appear to them. Hey, we are here to worship the king. Is it the king? Why are you here? Hey, we are here. We start our journey 1 year ago. Why you can find us? Hey, the star appear in your house. This is you. They just want to hide themselves. But now everything is exposed. And Herod want to kill the child. Then what's your decision? Full of pressure. Full of anxiety. Full of perplexity. And the angel told him, go. Go? Where? Go to Egypt. How to go to Egypt? I have no money. No problem. The Magi has given you some gold. Go. Here, we have some money now. Go to Egypt. Hide yourself. For the whole year, they hide themselves in Egypt. He, Joseph, a Jew. They used to be living in Nazareth, and now in Bethlehem, and then they need to go to Egypt. Homeless guy, wandering all about with the little child. And some people told them that, hey, this will be the king.
The king?
Yeah, this is the God.
The God? Why should I protect the God? Why not the God protect me? I should preserve the God. Why the God not protect me? Provide me? Oh, if you were God, why Herod the Great kill all these people? Why the ruler is so cruel? Why I should be so poor? If you are blessing me, why should I protect you?
A lot of theological question in him. But he just obey. He just obey. This king is here to transform everything. This king is to make everything new. This king is to bless our family. This king is to bless our nation. Why I should protect this king and then bring him to Egypt and hide myself? A lot of questions, a lot of pressure. Brothers and sisters, it's not an easy way. Sometimes we are now worshipping our God, but sometimes we are not able to answer all the questions. God has the answer, but he hasn't answered us yet. He has done something great, and the mystery of human history is unknown to us. But we trust God is transforming everything. He has a good future to all of us. Amen? Just be patient and wait and see what he is going to do. Amen? Amen? Brothers and sisters, don't listen to other voices. Don't look at the secular world so much. Don't watch the TV so much. Don't watch the Facebook too much. Otherwise, your heart is so disturbed, you know. I am not happy. But read the scripture as much as you can. Hallelujah. And meditate on the Lord as much as you can. Worship the Lord as much as you can. Pray to the Lord as much as you can. Amen. Focus on Jesus. Say together, focus on Jesus. And Joseph learned the lesson. He cannot listen to other people because he cannot discuss with other people. He just hold the baby every day.
Come, you are the king. You should be the king. You should be the king. I trust you. You should be the king now. I protect you. Later on, you protect me. Hallelujah.
Every day, Joseph needs to focus on Jesus Christ and trust to our Lord. Only trust him. Brothers and sisters, focus on Jesus. Trust only him. Trust only him. And trust only him. Shall we stand on our feet? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should need that kind of faith and submissiveness. Yes. Everything, every transformation, every renewal start with our Lord Jesus Christ. We should be passionate for Him. We should open ourselves to Him. And we should focus our attention on Him. And let Him transform us. Transform our life. Transform our family. Every day, brothers and sisters, I really encourage you to pray to Him every day. To read the scripture every day. And this quarter, these few months, we encourage all the brothers and sisters, try to set up a time every day to read the scripture. Especially, I really encourage you guys to read this, the book of Matthew all together, read the book of Matthew in these few months and know the history, know what God is doing and know what God has spoken to us and know His heart, know His will, and God will transform your heart, transform your mind, transform your spirit, transform your family, transform your destiny. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we sing? Shout to the Lord.